Family, if you, like me, potentially maybe Matua Mark, struggle to find birthday gifts for your close friends, look no further. Jordan, I've got your birthday gift.
I literally did that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! I got you some Davidoff cool water spray toilets. Happy birthday, my brother. This is for you, man. Happy birthday.
We're doing it real here. Hold on. It's my birthday.
Where'd you get it from, Brooke?
I got it from Chemist Warehouse. You know why I got that from Chemist Warehouse? Because real brands, real savings. Open that up, Jordan.
I'm opening it right now.
Happy birthday.
Macho Mark, thank you.
Brooke, too. If that goes to. Okay.
We open it.
We really do.
We open it.
A proper intro.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Davidoff, cool water, right now.
Get a bit of that in ya.
Wow.
Change your life.
Yes.
When I bought that, I thought,
crazy.
This reminds me of Jordan.
That is hot.
That is hot stuff. And you know what? Other fragrances available at Chemist Warehouse. Proud sponsors of the morning shift.
Love you, bro.
Rolling with Love Chemist you. Warehouse.
Let's push!
Give me some!
Let's go! Never fold!
10 toes down, baby!
Ow.
You know who it is.
I'm trying to be like you, mother!
Shush! It's too late to turn back now!
Yeah. The Morning Shift, powered by Uno Media.
In between us, and you're welcome Wednesday. We're here for our morning shifters from our masters to our sisters. We back for another show just in case you messed up.
It's
all powered by You Know Media. Happy birthday, brother.
Get a fine, stay blessed.
No stress.
We've got you covered like a sundress. Welcome to officially the number one show. If you call down under your home, welcome to New Media, the People's Media.
Let's
say no more, take your shoes off at the door. Everything you want, nothing you don't. Real people, real talk.
And if we ain't number one in the charts, hopefully we're number one in your heart.
Let's get it.
It's Taurus season, baby.
Here it is.
The first that I'm mad.
Hey, tease the boo. Get the horns.
Sometimes tease the boo. Still get the horns.
Leave that bull alone, bro. You know Taurus, leave that. We'll mind our own business. We're enough on our own paddock. But if you open the gate, you ain't in our, you know.
Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. We'll talk about that a little bit more. What's on the show today? Jordan, even though it is your birthday, you did some hard work. You got us a guest that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Swit It is on the show today. How good are those guys doing?
Incredible.
Local boys for our international audience. They run things.
Wu-Tang, Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick, all in one.
Mixed in one. Energy's high, vibes are high. Love that we got them on the show. Before we talk about what I want to talk about on the show, shifters, just a little bit of homework. Think your favorite movie. That's all I need. We'll talk about it a little bit later on in the show. True News, that's back in there today. Obviously, True News. And then, Jordan, you got more to talk about.
And also, I've been waiting to share this because I've been waiting to get the green light, and I don't even know if I've had that fully, but I need to show the...
you can go through an orange line.
My partner's son's soccer coach. I need to show the messages that he sends in the chat group.
Mm.
I think this guy's borderline... He might need some help, but Mantua Mark seems to think he's great.
I'm with this coach, man. Ooh. This is what you want coaching your kids.
Big show. Oh, and then also we go back to the men's den as well to wrap up the show. Mark,
thank
you on
Spakes,
the men's den.
Summit Ultra, you on.
But also the men's den is for absolutely everybody. We know this, but we always start the show with an absolute boy. And Jordan has those honors. Happy birthday, man.
Well, considering they're on the show, team. Considering the most electrifying, tantalizing, amazing. There's better words. Surat is your vibe track for today.
They mad at the confidence. We say young Polynesians, is that what the problem is? Look at the group in our windows, the problem is. We came to a night and we still got a lot to give. Swimming so dominant, put a lock in the target like we about to conquer it. We about to conquer it.
Oh, you already know how we feel on a Wednesday, baby. Play it out. Catch the buzz.
I'm no politician. I'm not with the politics.
Not with the politics.
Never jump at an op, but depends what the offer is. You know my style is provocative. Lines are provocative. Months of my clock in it. The movement is down Malolo with the ball.
Ain't nobody stopping it.
They want to talk the awards. When I ran, I said they used to win. The Canada stop when you do the math. We double back and got two of them. They said we all cocky.
All we're hearing is talk poppy. You think that we sent them the blueprint through the email, how they all copy. Woo! I want a scuba, I want to dive in the man as a moolah. People maneuvers, shooting out shot like a Ruger. We hit the net like computers, it's that computer. Up with me, Julie, just cruise it. You with your crew and they lose it. Man, it's amusing. Swimming so dominant, putting a lock on the target like we about to conquer it.
I'm gonna get to the second verse too. We got a lot to conquer today.
We about to conquer it.
Boy, did they walk.
Ooh. Ooh. We about to conquer it. Swimming so dominant, putting a lock on the target like we about to conquer it. Pacific Islanders. Spitting like guns without silences. Fuck all your promises. We on the lips like it's collagen. Ooh. We hit the red carpet in the 5291.
Man, we about to conquer it today. Shift Nation. We got a great interview with Swidit. We're going to play out a snippet in the show, but also you'll get a link to the full chat because we went over time because they're just such great dudes. And we're playing out exclusive Swidit music. And for the month of May, it's Swidit Music Month, not New Zealand Music Month.
Switched it up.
Swidit Music Month. I think they're dropping a track. But we'll get into talking about that. They're dropping a track every couple of days for the whole month of
with
May.
With visuals too, video clip on top of
let's
that.
Let's push.
Absolutely incredible. Hey, man. Outside all day, a little bit older today, man. A little bit wiser. How you feeling? You feeling any different? Man, I'm on 34 piece, baby. You're ticking a different box now.
I actually haven't thought about my birthday. Like, it really just feels...
Is this the first year that you haven't thought about it? Or when was the drop-off for you?
Let me tell you something.
I was 31, bro. Let me tell you something.
We have a little bit vulnerable here. But, you know, all those years I didn't have, you know, found my life partner or that, I did feel the older I got, like, what a loser. And I know you shouldn't feel like that. But, I mean... Now that you know, I hope you get to find a love like mine one day. Now that I'm there, you know, I do. It does feel like I feel a little bit more like I like getting older. Mm. I like being older. 34 today. I'm a 90 baby. I'm a Taurus baby. I'm a 7.
Age be like that velvet glove. Like, you know, he's enjoying the velvet glove right now at age.
I am. But I also think, like, I'm in that kind of. Everything's moving so fast. We got stuff to do. We're like working. It's not like a, yeah. I haven't had the time to kind of reflect. But I'm very. This got to be one of the best years of my life. Like it's awesome. Yeah, I'm so happy. I'm very lucky, and I say that with absolute humility, and gratitude for years where it didn't feel so awesome. Very happy to be here.
Jordan, it'll come as a surprise to you, but other people share this day on a birthday as well. Like, this is the birthday. What? The main character energy. But I did get a message from Sammy Gray. She says, kia ora matua, Mark. I know you probably get a lot of these. It's actually my boyfriend's birthday.
Do we care?
Yeah, that mean?
Do we actually care?
Josh. Happy birthday from
Hell
Sammy.
Hell yeah, Josh, bro. Happy birthday, brother.
Look, we love the support.
Shut up, Joshy boy.
Yeah, and up, I know that Sammy wants to experience a love like Jordan's, and Sammy is experiencing that with you. So happy birthday,
Josh. We don't actually know that. But shout out to Josh, my Taurus brother.
Happy birthday, man.
I don't actually, I don't know if this is a Taurus thing. But like I either really get along with Tauruses, or we don't get along with each other at all. But I assume I'll get along with Josh. Anyway, guys, that's dumb. It's not about me. Happy birthday to me. I actually want you guys to sing happy birthday. Stop the music, please. Can I please get a birthday song?
But I knew that there was a reason yesterday when I was like,
one, start.
Happy birthday to you.
You.
Happy birthday
Jordan,
to you.
Sing with him.
Mama.
I don't need ad lib. Sing with
them. Happy birthday, dear Jordan.
The river.
Correct.
Happy birthday to Brooke together in unison. You.
Mark, that was on tune, Brooke. That was really good. I can sing. I just choose not to sing. Let's get into Daily Bread.
Perfect. Let's do it.
Mark, you love that little
too much, bro.
You
like that too much.
Breaking bread
with the news of today.
It is the news of today being May the 1st. And that is 122 days deep into the year. 244 left to get her done.
Get her done.
It is Worthy Wage Day today. Where we celebrate...
being content with your wage?
No, I think it's being fair with your wage. And it's more about teachers. The worthy wage that I guess it's more about comparing the importance of your job to society and then how much you get paid to do that job and its importance to society. So being worthy of your wage.
Teachers, I think
I'm going to get in trouble for saying this.
Don't do it.
Nah, do it.
Nah.
It's your birthday.
So you can do it.
I think with the introduction of AI and how a lot of your reports can just be written in 2 minutes now. I think we're back on level. Teachers getting paid what they need.
They get a little time off. I think
A lot of your lessons plan can be used on ChatGPT now.
No.
A lot of your reports can be used ChatGPT, and I know you guys are using it.
Nah, you know what? We got three days worth of the schools going back. Right, and parents who experience what their kids are actually like all day, all long, like that's where the teachers make theirs.
Getting on to use.
It's also school principals
day. I'm joking. I love you guys. You don't get paid enough.
It's school principals day.
Like, how many days these teachers want, man? You know, I think that I don't know what the process for hiring principals are, but I don't think that it should necessarily be like you have to have been a teacher. I reckon like they should, because I actually want to be a principal one day. Like, I would love to, like, because you can just hire the right help, right? You can just hire really good sound advice that can go, no, that's a dumb idea because this and that.
I'm not entirely sure on the process,
But when it comes to, like, culture of a school, I got some chance.
Well, be the cultural advisor. You don't have to be the principal.
What would be my motto?
Ours was, in Christ, you are alive.
Mine was Sectari Freedom. Sectari Freedom, whole first.
Are you going to modernize them?
True. I don't know what mine would be.
Let's
It'd be
push.
Like, let's push. Like,
and when they talk too much, let's shush.
No poo. Only push. Shush.
Okay. And it's also International Lay Day, where we celebrate
Hell
the lay.
Yeah, it is.
The lay.
Yeah, the lay. Oh, yeah. Not that lay. The lay. Hawaiian culture.
Not lay your head on my pillow.
Samoan.
Lay your head.
That one much better.
Yeah.
That one much, much better.
Much cleaner.
I like it. Anyway, I'm on today. Guys, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson on July 20th in Texas is now officially sanctioned as a professional fight, and the result will go on both men's official pro boxing records.
How good.
Wait, for the everyday casual, what's the difference? Like, why was it not before?
Because it's a circus fight between an old man and a YouTube star.
You know what?
Like a charity fight almost. Thought. It's the general thought, but they've sanctioned it now as an actual pro bout.
Well, I'm a fan of Jake Paul now. I'm a fan of Jake Paul.
As am I. I think he's done amazing things for boxing. I've been knocking on the door now, but he's the one that's helped it.
And they just did like a little podcast thing where they were like together hanging out, smoking a joint.
Supposed to.
Clearly, like, the only thing I don't like is we would never know if something's going to be rigged in this fight. We just would never know.
And either way, someone's going to say something.
That's the entertainment. That's
that's with any fight too, though, right? And any sport. We never quite know whether it's going to be rigged or not. We're always sort of sitting there going, hoping that it's legitimate.
When's the fight?
I don't even know, but it's free on Netflix if you have it.
It's on Netflix?
They're streaming it on Netflix.
Oh, the Paul brothers are geniuses. The Paul brothers are...
That bad game.
Ahead of the game.
Okay, well, I'll be watching whenever that is.
This one is a lot more serious, but Francis Ngannou loses his 18-month-year-old son. He actually tweeted, "What's the purpose of life if what we're fighting tooth and nail to get away from is what finally hits us the hardest? Why is life so unfair and merciless? Why does life always take what we don't have? I am effing tired." Mm. I think, you know, obviously the MMA community, the fighting community have just been kind of showering him with love and our thoughts, but all of us know whoever Kid A. Like, that is our worst nightmare. So aroha and love to Francis for sure.
Without a doubt. My daily bread for today, I don't know where I sit on this, if I'm excited for it or they should have left it. But there is a movie that's coming out. The trailer has just dropped for it. It's called Mufasa. It's The Lion King. It's the Mufasa. It's the prequel.
We don't need the prequel.
Bro, you know what's even stupider? It's live action, Matsu.
Yeah, it's live action with Blue Ivy and Beyonce.
No. Oh, nah. It's all good. Nah.
I'm going to play out some of the trailer. It's obviously, you'll get the impact of it. So here's a little bit of Mufasa, The Lion King. Good start. Great start.
Don't ride those coattails.
This story begins far beyond the mountains and the shadows.
I like it.
On the other side of the light.
I Okay, then it goes into the old trailer thing that we kind of expect. No one really talks for a while, but okay,
was born without a drop of nobility in his blood.
Oh, okay. He gone from the streets.
Who would change our lives forever?
Wow.
He's from the streets.
Mufasa.
He wasn't supposed to be king.
Guys, that's coming out in the cinemas December 20th.
I just don't like just that it's live Christmas. Action. It should, like, the OG was like a cartoon. You can't really live action the magnitude like you can on cartoon.
Can you remind me what live action is?
Like, it's real life. Like, graphics. It's not like so a Disney, like cartoon.
A person
cartoonized.
Dressed in a lion suit.
Oh, my God. My God. Honestly, you know what you're doing, and it's pissing me off.
You know, I'm into
don't
it.
Do that,
I like the idea of a non-raw blood lion becoming the king of the jungle. That's mean.
Apparently they actually stopped, like, Disney fully stole that story anyway.
From whom?
Yeah, that's a rabbit hole. No, don't ask the conspiracy theorist something you want to know, Mark.
Why not?
No, they stole it from an anime. Like a it was.
Oh, it's like a spinning
don't
image,
think
right?
Like a fighting anime. It's like I've seen that. It was like a cub and a, like, the Genesis story is exactly the same. I actually forgot. I could Google it right now, but that would be dumb.
Nah,
I'd rather leave it
too,
up in the air, and later you go, oh, he was right.
That is a spitting image. I have to give it to him. I have seen that. Well, anyway, guys, Mufasa,
sorry,
the Lion King, the trailer is out if you want to see that. But it drops December 20th, so just before Christmas.
It's ages away.
Hey, man, I can only report on what I got, brother. You know, the trailer just dropped.
You deliberately disobeyed me.
Rafiki is the one that's the narrator for that too. So
anyway, that is your Daily Bread Breaking Bread
with the news of today.
This is the morning shift.
Shifters, this one might be a little bit interesting. I'm not really sure how this one's going to play out. And it could actually be a therapy session for me that I'm not really ready for. I don't really know where this is going to go, but I'm here for it. Shifters, this one came through on our Facebook page, and it's almost like a personality test. And I just need you to be honest with yourself. I need you to say the first thing that comes to your mind after I say this. Now, this one came through from Maddie Shaw. She said it's basically like a good psych personality test. Question simple. Are you ready for the question?
I would be, but I just received a text from my wife.
Oh, what happened?
Go on, let's go there.
She just texted me and said, do you remember what you were dreaming about last night?
Uh-oh. Oh, let's go here.
I went back with, nope, probably work. ...
Bro.
Why? Question mark.
No, that's the wrong answer. That's the wrong answer. You always say, yeah, of course. Sorry, it just happens. I dream sometimes, get a bit wacky.
Like, I don't know what it was.
Yeah, but who cares? But see,
I would have gone back with
when
exactly
you go
what
back
you
with
Mark.
That reply, you give them permission. Well, what did you say? You give them permission to say whatever. They can add GST, you'll never know. What is it?
It's something that I wouldn't normally say.
Oh.
You said, no, I'm not. I can't even say it on
say
the podcast.
It,
I can't.
You said the N-word.
No, I didn't. Said the N-word. What is that? Do you want me to my d-
What?
I have an explanation. I think I have an explanation.
What do you mean? Clip it, Nick.
No, don't clip it, Nick.
No, it's getting bleep. No. It's getting bleep.
I've been playing a lot of Helldivers.
What?
And in the bugs, in the bugs things.
For Liberty.
For Liberty, you've got to literally blow up the holes that they coming out of.
Pause.
And I think my wife must have misheard me, because I would never have said, what does that even mean?
My missus reckons it was a couple nights ago. She was like, do you remember what you were doing in your sleep? I was like, what? She reckons I was lying down, but I was like going like this. She reckons for like 10 seconds.
Me,
and just
no.
Like,
he reckons, I
was like, did I say anything? She goes, no, you were just like.
You know what that is? I reckon that you were dreaming you made a basketball shot.
Himothy Butler.
Oh, yours is so much cooler than mine.
Yeah.
That's right, weird. Right. Anyway, sorry, Brooke.
Back to Brooke.
I don't know if I can beat that. That was great, Mark.
Clip it.
Clip that.
Don't clip it.
There we are.
Okay, no, perfect. What's your favorite movie of all time?
Remember the Titans. That's for me, that's like, Remember the Titans for me. Like, that's I love that.
Interesting. Interesting.
What's yours?
Batman.
Lion King's yours.
I thought Lion King for you too. Do love me some Lion King though.
I don't know what you're trying to twist around, and maybe I saw Maddie's comment too, so maybe I know what's going on here. But I would say remembers mine. Mark? Lion King's yours, bro? Yes.
Oh, I'm trying to think.
Shut up, Zorg.
Probably something like the Green Mile.
Mm.
Ooh. The Green Mile, it's a very good movie too.
Mm.
Can you explain? Oh, don't do that, Jordan.
I'm dying, balls.
Yeah, I think the Green...
I got comrade balls.
They say somehow turned a terrible American history into an awesome movie. But yeah, so what happens is there's a guy who's arrested for the murder of a child, and it turns out that
it's about healing.
Yeah, but it was basically an angel, and it couldn't.
Who would
have been
you
him.
Say the main character in that movie is?
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is? Okay, cool.
Why?
Well, there's two different angles. It could have been the prisoner. Some people just thought he owned.
Forgotten his name.
But Tom Hanks, yeah, no, definitely. Okay, yeah. To carry on from this, psych studies show that when you ask people this question, they usually see themselves as the main character in the movie. As in having traits and characteristics of the main role.
I'm so Tom Hanks in that movie.
You are Tom Hanks, bro.
Yeah, you're such a doubter, but you're actually looking for like a reason to like live.
Totally.
You know, like something else.
Somehow
another
you're
answer.
Optimistic.
And I have the ability to see those people's special traits despite what everybody else is saying.
But
about
you're a show us then kind of guy, you know? So when he like pulled the pain out, you know, in Green Mile, or you're like, now I'll believe. Mm. I believe now.
Mm. But I believed beforehand. Because I was, you know, can always tell with that Tom Hanks character
that he
was like, you know what I mean? Like, he's looked over and he's like, there's something not quite right about this, but I do have my job to do and I've still got to keep going. And then when he sees it, he's the guy.
I love that. I'm remember the Titans.
Strong side.
I love going into an environment and saying, hey, look, this is what's wrong. Let's fix this.
Very touristy.
Make it happen. Sometimes I get moved on.
But, you gotta win every game.
But that doesn't mean I wasn't right though.
Mr. Boom.
I wasn't right yesterday, but I might be right today.
Coach Boom, we gotta win every game.
That's Bush, baby.
Damn, mine's Batman, but for maybe
that's not
reason.
Batman, bro.
Shut up, you don't know.
You know it's not. You know it's not. It's always
what
Lion
Batman?
King. Every
Which
time
one?
I've asked you, bro, it's
Dark
Lion
Knight.
King.
Dark Knight. This Dark Knight.
Every time
you
I've asked
read
you.
Read it and then decided that you're Batman.
No, oh, 100%.
That's what's happened.
Justice.
No, you don't even sound like him. Don't.
You know,
I can do Batman.
Yeah, the Joker one much better.
I can do Batman for you. I think there's stuff that you like to hide, or you don't allow everyone to know.
You put that suit on out in public.
You just have to dig a little deeper and you'll find it. There you go.
Yeah. And deep down, you'd love to be a billionaire white man.
My friend put his, this is why I got jealous about it. My friend put his business, like his, I was going to say empire, but his name into a trust, and he named it Bruce Wayne Manor.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was the coolest thing.
That is super cool.
That is super cool, huh?
So basically, Brooke,
though, but we still got you.
If you get to know Brooke well enough, he'll one day show you the button that everything spins around. You hit his basement, and there's where all the cobwebs are.
Brooke,
slash weaponry.
Brooke also Bruce loves.
Hey, stop telling
people,
what I love.
Like, people thinking he's like not all there. Like, he quite likes it. He quite enjoys that.
Bruce Wayne.
The masks we wear.
This is the morning shift.
Kia ora, good evening and everything in between. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Brooke.
And this is True News for you.
As and your True News stories today, the coalition government absolutely united despite shaky results in the polls. NZTA launches new app, the first step towards a digital driver's license.
I like
and
that.
Men on hair loss drug warned of sexual and psychiatric side effects. Let's get into these three stories.
Leave us alone.
Oy, relax. So I'm not even going to read through this whole story, but basically One News did a poll the other day and ACT is down 7%, or down 2.7%, sorry, down at 1%. It's basically all the coalition parties dropped in likability in terms of whether people would have voted for them or not. And if they did a, if they went off those results, Māori, Te Pāti Māori, Green, and Labour would be back in charge.
Who cares though, right? They're in charge.
They're in charge for 3 years.
Like,
so
I'm not saying like who cares to you bringing this. I just think like what are these? What is even the point of these polls?
I think, guys, the polls.
In 2024, too. In around April, well, they were down on likability.
I think the only
who gives a damn, bro? They're in charge, bro. This is what's going on.
I think the only interesting point from that poll was, in the past, during the first term, the only governments that have ever been down like this, they have also lost the election in 3 years' time. So that was the John Key National Party and the Helen Clark Labour Party. But that was after that's after they'd been in government before. Do you know what I mean? Like that was on the backs. So it's very rare that a new government actually drops this far straight away. So that, I'm not like you guys. I don't actually care, but that was the interesting point that came out of it. So
they're hard to like at the moment. Even
honestly,
if you didn't vote for them.
I'm over all of them.
Hard to
and
like.
And I'm not even allowed to say that. Like, I know, like, you don't know what, like, maybe I don't. I'm disengaged. You've lost me.
Yeah. That's everyone, the danger.
Which is the danger, right?
Because I want to see a different system.
Yeah. That's the danger. As soon as we get disengaged, then the people who love it get to vote and end up voting in who they want.
I can already hear my mates like who are like kind of in politics. Yes. I've got one mate and he always pulls me up. He's like, "You're such a fringe like justice warrior. You're not out here doing nothing. Like you don't get involved." You know? And I'm like, "You know what? You're right, but also I'm not pressed like you all the time." I try and find the balance. And don't we all need to find the balance?
We do need to find the balance.
But he is the man.
Our second story, NZTA has launched a new app to help drivers manage their things like warrant of fitnesses, vehicle registrations. Basically, it can all be done over an app.
Huh?
Hopefully, if it all goes well, jury is out. But so basically, warrant of fitnesses and vehicle registrations, you can now do it through an app rather than having to go in and pay for
it. Do we like this, though?
How do you?
What are the? I don't know the ramifications. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like around like.
What else could happen?
I feel like something else. We're missing something here. You know what I mean? Like, are they going to bypass certain human laws or rights? You know, I don't know.
Well, apparently, future for this app will allow people to use those easy pay tolls. So, which is, you know, what Aucklanders,
those are
get ready, because I've got a sneaky suspicion that if you're travelling in on the motorways, very soon, you are going to have to be paying tolls. That's what they want to do.
That's
they
the plan during certain times, right?
Yeah. That if you use a car, it's going to drop the petrol prices. But what they'll do is end up, if you're out west or if you're out up on
there's
the shore.
There's two places out west and it's on in Greenland.
Yeah, where you'll actually be paying a toll just to use the motorway.
Do you think they'll drop the petrol prices?
No, well, they'll take some petrol tax off to try and make it cheaper for those who live central.
The tolls, it'll,
it'll all even back.
Which is hard, though, for people who work during those times.
Oh, horrible. But what it's trying to do is encourage people to use public transport because then you don't have to pay the tolls. But our public transport's so bad.
Terrible.
Like, it's, you got to fix one before you can start asking people to pay for the other. And apparently the future will also have our driver's license on that app as well. So it'll all belong in one place.
Oh, that's easy. That's
great. You can whip out your phone when they ask you if you got your driver's license. And finally, there's a warning going out, and apparently this product is available in New Zealand for those who are trying to fight off hair loss, males especially. The UK regulatory agency has said that men should be aware finasteride has been linked to depression, angry behaviour, and sexual dysfunction. And they said that this product now needs to have labelling, like strong labelling on it for those who are fighting the hair loss. I went through a bout of trying to fight hair loss. It was actually a conversation with my wife and I, and she was like, "Well, I like seeing you with hair, so at least give it a go." After about 6 weeks of having to wash my hair regularly and rub this oil on my scalp,
I was like...
I just said, "Nah, this sucks.
But damn with this."
Yeah, just let it go. Wow, right. I'm all good.
Well, I like you with hair, so do you want to keep trying? Okay, babe.
I like me with hair too.
Man. It's just how it happens.
I cannot be bothered.
We can get you a chipped turkey.
No, they're good too. I'm happy.
I've
like,
seen some of those.
I'm going to shave it all off when the time comes.
Who cares? Rock a hat now, eh?
Rock a cap. That's what it is. Anyway, that's your true news stories for today.
Love that. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Bro.
That is also Mitchell Mark. And that was True News
for you.
This
is the morning shift.
Shana, Swirt. Guys, we had an amazing chat with Swidit, Spike and Amon were in. The Swidit is actually, there are more of the crew, but those two were in, talking with us. All things life, all things music, and future. They're just a great yarn, eh? Here's a snippet of some of our conversation, but also the full conversations up, which you won't want to miss either. Peace! You know, probably our last interview, we were somewhere else and we're trying to change with the times and we're here now. In terms of like the music industry, what's going on? Like as artists, what do you feel is going on? I just feel like it's so hard to be a music artist right now. Maybe coming into the game, kind of starting, like where do you get song play? You have to make a TikTok. How do you establish an audience? I think New Zealand's such a, to our own detriment, we're such a nostalgic audience. We don't want to give new music a chance. We don't want to hop on a new vision and an artist might have for themselves. Like, I really, like, we want to go to the same concert every summer. And it's no slight to the OGs that have come up.
Yeah.
But it's. I feel like it's a worrying state when I look at things.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your guys' actual thoughts about the industry and music?
I feel like things have changed dramatically. Like the power of the internet is crazy now. There's so many different platforms and avenues in which you can connect with artists that you never could before, you know what I mean? People are learning how to market themselves better, I feel. I guess when we were coming out, it was like everyone wanted to get signed, you know? Everyone wanted to be signed to a major. And now it's kind of like you want to have ownership, you want to earn your masters, you want to... I feel like Nip always did it the best day in terms of building a foundation, building your brand up, creating value in your brand. Because in creating value in your brand, it gives you leverage in terms of when you do sit at those tables and you try to negotiate stuff.
Mm.
It's like, you went on the pitch and this is what I built. This is what I achieved. These are the numbers I hit.
Totally.
But yeah, I feel like in this day and age... You don't really need a label. Mm. You know what I mean?
Mm. You can do it all yourself, just from your bedroom.
Hit all the DSPs like Spotify, Apple. You can get like TuneCore and stuff like that. Just upload your music. They put it out on all those platforms. So it's like really all you're dealing with is playlisting.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of connections and stuff like that.
You know that what you've just said scares the living daylight out of middle management, which is, you know what I mean? Like, there's a whole lot of people trying to justify their jobs right now in the radio industry. And they look at what we're doing, and I'm guessing it's the same with music. Like, you guys can create what we've just heard, and you don't need that middle management. You don't need that ownership over the top of you saying, you know, claiming the clout. That's basically what they do. They go, well, look at these talented people. I'm making them do this.
Yeah.
They don't exist anymore in the future, which is scary for some people.
To be honest, bro, it's like what we're doing is the same as what you guys have done. You know what I mean? You guys have created your own lane. And like, look at what you guys have achieved. Like, you know, you guys went out on a limb and I was like, yo, let's take a risk. Let's back ourselves. Let's do something that hasn't really been done, you know, on this side of the world even. Bro, you know,
yeah,
it speaks for itself. Like, look how well you guys have done. And I feel like I love that shit. I love that energy. I love that. I love that, eh? Because, like, you know, for the same with us, it's like, you know, no one's monitoring what we're creating. No one's dictating our sound. We own all our masters, the whole creative process, marketing. That's all fueled by us. Like, we control that. And, you know, it's empowering. Sometimes maybe you might not have the industry connections to do certain things, but I feel like, you know, if you look at the numbers, you looked at what we've achieved and what 100%. We've done in our time being in the game on our own, it speaks for itself, you know.
Facts. And I think, like, not to make similarities with you guys, but like, that's what we recognized and why we came in, why we think it's worked, is because we understood where we were. People weren't being treated like they were smart or intelligent, or like they had different things they wanted to express, like, or they could listen to something and hear themselves, the funnies, the thought provoking, and that's like, I feel like that's what's awesome about your music, is you're gonna have the conquers, but then you're gonna say, well, here's something I haven't like told anyone, or here's it's okay to feel this, but it's across the best production too, and the best beats. So, yeah, we're huge fans of what you're doing here, and And we're looking forward to this rollout. Every 2 days, is it?
Yeah, every 2 days,
boys,
man.
Boys been cooking.
You know, we're fighting against algorithms as well. But you know, the more and more the content is going to come out. If you don't catch the first drop, you'll catch the second. It'll make you run back, you know, the first drop. And 100%. That's how we're rolling. We're just, you know, straight innovative, guerrilla style, no rules, just doing what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it.
This is The Morning Shift.
But my life is good.
The Men's Den. Thanks to Spates Summit Ultra.
Love Spates Summit Ultra. Love Spates.
As we relax back into the couches of the Men's Den.
Yes, sir.
A place where everybody is welcome. Thanks to Spates Summit Ultra. Helping men or mates be better mates.
Everyone be better mates.
Switch it up, baby. I like it.
We love it.
Gentlemen, I have a sports question. And
my interests.
I need you to, and this is for everyone, playing at home as well. I want you to think of your favorite sports team. Tell me what that is, Jordan.
I'll do manga.
Of all time, come on, give me some. Yeah,
what's your
warning.
Favorite sports franchise? The thing that you enjoy supporting the most, the very, very mostest.
I don't enjoy supporting as much as I have, but I guess it'd be Blues.
The Auckland Blues. And who would be your most hated franchise, the one you dislike the most out of Super Rugby?
Crusaders.
The Crusaders. Brooke, who is your favourite sports team ever?
Yeah, the Hurricanes.
And your most hated squad in Super Rugby?
Yes, yeah, the Blues.
Oh, it ain't.
I hate the Blues.
Stop telling me what I like.
Okay.
It's definitely the Blues.
Gentlemen, I pose this question to you. Would you rather be the star of your favourite sports team but never win a chip? Or play for your most hated sports franchise and win every year in the finals against your favourite team?
Yeah, I'd rather play for the hated.
So, Jordan would rather play for the Crusaders and win every year against the Blues in the finals and never see your franchise or the city win the chip.
It's not cap. You know why? Because we have a friend who this happened to. And the way he talks about it, like, I know Lima Sapuanga. Hurricanes didn't want him. He went to the Highlanders. He came back to that city. We went to that final. And he put it on them.
That they lost, but they still somehow won.
No, Highlanders won. They won the final. He won the final in his home city, the city he loves so much, with the team that he loves so much and wanted so desperately to be in. And he gave them dubs.
He does it.
They held that out. But also, like, what we know about him is he loves Wellington. He loves Dub City.
He's welly deep.
He went Dub C, wrong school, apparently.
He went wrong school.
But that boy's got so much love for his city from where he's from. But he was burnt.
So you're happy enough?
And I love
you're
that.
Happy enough?
Something about me loves that.
Playing for the Crusaders.
They had to
and
watch.
Beating the Blues year after year. I reckon it's probably a 15-year career for Jordan. He's built right. You know what I mean? That's 15 years of pain for Auckland City. 15 years of tears at Eden Park.
I want to be seen as a example of, like, if you ain't going to get me, then get better, baby. If you ain't going to get me, then get better.
Brooke's been doing a lot of thinking.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Would you rather be the star for the Hurricanes but never ever win a chip? Or play for the Blues and win every single year against your favourites, the Hurricanes, every single year? I reckon there's a 30-year career for you. You're built proper good. That's 30 years of tears at the Westpac.
I know I'm supposed to say team first, go the Blues, win against the Hurricanes.
Exactly. But you're a selfish prick, so what are you
doing? And I set my family up for a long time. You know, I probably do a sabbatical every now and then. I make a whole bunch of money. I'm back in my home city that I love. Ain't my fault we're losing. I'm Deli M. Yeah, I'd like to.
There you go.
I'd like to. Let me be the star.
Yep. You want to be the star.
That's it. What about you, Matsuma?
Probably the Carolina Panthers would be my favourite squad. My most hated team. Oh, they just kept on winning there for a bit. probably I was thinking the Patriots, but it's probably more likely division rivals, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh. You must hate Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Even more, being a Patriot for so long and then going to Tampa Bay.
And he made it look so easy. Like, this is easy. Yeah. I'm just going to another team. I'm going to go win it. Thank you.
NFC South is easy. But I'd probably like to be the star and play for my team.
Yeah, brother.
But then again, like, man, the only reason why the GOAT argument still exists really comes down to rings. Comes down to championship rings.
Exactly. So how much of a star can you be?
Okay, I'll be honest with you, I'd actually rather win.
No,
just needed levels and different like angles and changes. But I'm gonna be a buck with you. Winning is so much better. We're looking for different angles. Mark, you got it. I'm with Jordan now.
I think this is a beautiful reminder that the men's end doesn't always have to be some kind of deep discussion. But it's still deep.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed that discussion at home as well. Argue amongst yourselves. That's us for another show.
Love that. I got pushed out from my coach break, but I'm going to bring that tomorrow, all right? Because trust me, these screenshots, this dude is he's a wonder kid. Check on your people, guys. Love you. See you tomorrow.
This is The Shift. The Shift.
Go home, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go home.
The Morning Shift.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
The Shift.
I love you.
This is The Shift.
Okay. I'm making a burger.